Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. If you want to get inspired, stick around. Dr. Kenneth Hartman from Our Community Salutes will tell us how America recognizes and honors high school students who have chosen to serve our country. We'll get an up close and personal look at some of these young people, find out why they chose a career in the military, and learn how to support them. I promise you'll feel good about our next generation of heroes.
Welcome to Your Next Mission podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there, warriors, past and present, and your families, and thank you for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and as I always say, we love them too. As I said earlier, we have an incredible show today, focusing on the next generation of military service members, and I'm so excited to introduce Dr. Kenneth E. Hartman, founder and president of Our Community Salutes and a U.S. Army veteran. Sir, welcome to the show.
Sergeant Major, it is absolutely an honor to be with you and your viewers and listeners today.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Sir, I know everybody's excited about hearing all the stuff that your foundation is doing. But before that, do you take a couple minutes and tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I'm an old armor cav guy who eventually went into higher education, came up through the ranks, earning advanced degrees, became a professor, eventually a university president. I like to consider myself a recovering one right now. But really, the connection between Our Community Salutes was 15 years ago, in a moment of weakness, I agreed to serve on our local school board here in just outside Philadelphia in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, where I discovered that we were doing nothing to recognize and honor the Kintro graduates from our high school, which was the seventh largest in the state of New Jersey, and who were enlisting directly in the military. Not officers. I was ROTC a million years ago. Certainly kids going off to the academies are getting recognized, but with a small number of kids that were going directly in the military, some of them going off to war in 2009, there was really nothing. And for their moms and dads, again, nothing. So that's how and why I started Our Community Salutes.
Well, that's one of the first questions I was asking, why you started, Our Community Salutes. It's so important. Do you think you're getting the bang for your buck as far as people participating and helping you out with it?
Oh, huge. I mean, we started as one ceremony here that I did, a dinner ceremony in 2009 for the kids in our county. The Army did a story about 4 months after that. And if you can imagine, you had about 500 people in a room, a third of them being veterans, active duty, local community leaders, educators, all coming together for these kids. The Army did a story on it. I got a call from a woman in Pittsburgh saying, hey, I heard what you did in South Jersey. Can you help me do that in Pittsburgh? And I said, well, sure. I got the website. I got the name. We'll just call you Our Community Salutes of Pittsburgh. So in year two, 2010, we had two locations. And over the past 15 years, word has gotten out about OCS. We've grown from two locations to 10 locations to 30 locations to 50 locations to 60 locations, 70 locations all over the country, including Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. We've literally honored thousands of high school enlistees over the past, now this is our 15th year, and with hundreds of volunteers all across the country that are doing things like having lawn sales to pay for these events. But to the military, and the military has been very, very actively involved with our ceremonies, including many of your predecessors that have spoken at these events. The military, they look at it as, well, that's a nice thing to do, but they also see that the kids who come to our ceremony, nearly 100% of them actually get on the bus. And today, as you know, Sergeant Major, too few kids are even interested in serving in the military. And when they finally do raise that right hand, you want to make sure that they continue that commitment.
Yeah. Can you talk, first of all, thank you for what you're doing. You're really making a difference, in our country with a lot of young adults and really pointing them in the right direction. Can you talk about some of the programs? I know you have programs like OCS Connect, I think is one of them. And the other one is OCS Ambassador Program. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So the ceremonies were the ceremonies, right? And they're big. Some of them are maybe, there may be 100 people at them. We've had ceremonies in Jacksonville, Florida. We had 10,000. So the ceremonies, and everybody can go to our website at ocsusa.org. They can sign up. They can come to them. We don't charge anybody to attend. We want veterans to be there. We want people in the community to be there so these kids can see and their parents can see that this new thing. So our ceremonies are there. They all, most of them are in April. I'm sorry, May, in April and May. But then we, 4 years ago, when all of our ceremonies went down, I had to do something for the class of 2020. And so I started a broadcast, a television program, because I saw Elton John on TV doing a tribute with celebrities to the healthcare workers. And I'm like, okay, that's what I want to do. Unfortunately, I don't know any celebrities, but I knew people who knew celebrities. And we produced America Salutes. It's a 30-minute show with the Secretary of Defense and senior military leaders and rock stars and NASCAR all coming together to thank the class of 2021. So America Salutes has aired the last 3 years. This will be our fourth year. Last year, Gary Sinise was our celebrity host. So we have that coming up. And again, that will broadcast in May. The Armed Forces Network carries that across the country, actually across the globe. And then you mentioned two other things. One was OCS Connect. OCS Connect is a new program that we just recently received a grant to do. And the idea behind that is, how do we educate and empower the parents and the guardians of these new enlistees to know what they need to know and be able to do what they need to do to help their son or daughter? As you know, 75% of the kids who enlist in the military are only going to serve for 4 years. That goes by really, really fast. And so everything from how to help your son or daughter with that first paycheck to early college and career planning, to some of the other issues they do. So we'll be launching a pilot program called the Ambassador Program in New Jersey. We also will have another Ambassador Program for your viewer, for your listeners and your subscribers to come and sign up if they want to help out at our event. But the third thing that we have this year that I'll share is probably the easiest way that people can help our nation honor these kids, and that is our virtual thank you card. So on our website, we have... Go ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say, I'm going to ask you that question, but go ahead and answer it right now. Go ahead and tell them. You got it in. Okay. No, you're good. Keep talking. What is the virtual card? There you go.
So our goal, we've got to show these kids that in spite of all the noise coming from all different directions about the military is a bad place, the military is a good place, we're going to cut through all that noise because we believe everybody believes, for the most part, that we should be thanking these kids. So we created a virtual thank you card. You go on our website at ocsusa.org. Our goal is to get 1 million Americans to sign that card by the 4th of July, that we can post those messages. You can leave a little message there, and then we're going to be distributing that information on our website, the messages that are there. If we can meet 1 million Americans, that will surely show a message to not only these kids, with their moms and dads who may be a bit apprehensive about making this decision. And that's an easy way for your viewers to support these young people.
Now, the card's out there now. Do you have any idea? The card is out there now. Do you have any idea how many people have already signed it?
Well, we just launched it. As you know, right now is when most of these class of 2023 high school seniors are starting to decide, should I join? Should I join? Should I go to college? Should I go work for my... in the family business. So it's the buildup is going to be between now and certainly the summer. There will be a lot of other organizations and podcasts that I'll be on to promote it. And we think that with, great Americans like the ones that are watching your show right now, we're going to make that number this year.
There you go. In watching video, some of the new recruits in your program, it's really amazing how informed and motivated they are and what's ahead for them. They really seem to have a grasp on the future, don't they? Any thoughts about that?
People have always asked me, where is the next George Washington going to come from? And, I always say, I think I know where it may be. And it's 150,000 kids that decide age 18, some at 17, at age 18, to put their country before themselves, that selfless decision to uphold our precious documents, the Constitution. If there ever is a place to look for hope in our country, especially these days with the division that we have, come to our ceremonies. You walk away with tears in your eyes, tears of pride, because you see the young Americans that don't all get any recognition, But yet these are our future corporate leaders, our future elected officials, the great moms and dads out there that will take our country to the next level. And I get the privilege of seeing that every year all across the country.
You know, I tell people all the time that the military, whether or not you stay for 4 years, 10 years, or 20 years, it really trains you into leadership development, how to work with people, how to talk to people, you know, how to get the best out of people, how to motivate people. Do you get people that you've recognized at high school that come back and talk to you and talk to you about, hey, you know, you really got me started in a program and I thank you for that or something?
Oh, yeah. In fact, this year being our 15th anniversary, we went back and we started to find the people that we honored who were 18 years old. Now they're in their 30s. And one young lady, her name is Ham, last name's Ham. We reached out to her. She's actually one of the stars of the CBS hit show Toughest Nails. And she enlisted in the military.
Yeah.
She spent 5 years in the Army. She got out because her grandparents were sick, but she absolutely loved her service. But that training, that interaction with her peers, that friendship, and she's one of the stars of the CBS show. So, yeah, it is truly remarkable to see them. They come back. And they're involved with college. And again, we've been around long enough now that we're developing almost a little alumni base.
Yeah, what's really amazing, if you talk to somebody that stayed in 5 years or 6 years or 7 years, I always like to ask them, do you wish you'd have stayed a little longer? And I don't think I've ever talked to anybody who said, well, you know, I did get out, but I probably wish I would have stayed a little longer because I really loved it. Because they get out for a series of reasons. Do you find that to be true, too?
Well, I'm one of those people. I did 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of my way of giving back,
yeah,
if you will, a service, because I'm surrounded by great leaders. I mean, we had the Chief of Staff of the Army, General Convo, spoke at our ceremony in Boston. I was with the Secretary of the Army just 2 weeks ago in her office. You know, these really amazing patriots that come to our ceremonies, that come to our events, I almost should be paying somebody for the access, because it truly is amazing to see, and again, we also have, I should tell you, an award that we call the Colin Powell Award, in which we honor a young man or woman who enlisted out of high school, who went on to do great things in their career. We've honored governors, we've honored senators, CEOs, and they all started the same way as an E1. And then they went on, whether it was 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, to go on and do great things. So we have to continue that message, really, so the moms and dads see that their kids are on a path that they may never have served themselves, most of them do not, but they're on a path to excellence.
Yeah, it's really funny that I don't know if I'm off on the number, but it really, I've been told a few times that only 1% of our country really serve in the military. And the kind of sacrifices they make for our country, just a lot of people, you know, really don't understand. So I thank you for what you're doing. Sir, I want you to hold that thought. We'll be right back. We're talking with Dr. Kenneth E. Hartman, founder and president of Our Community Salutes, and you're watching Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And don't forget, if you're enjoying this discussion, and I know that you are, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Also, click on the bell next to the subscribe button to receive notifications to all the upcoming videos, podcasts that we're certainly going to release. Sir, how many ceremonies, and I think you talked about, how many ceremonies are you going to do this year to recognize students? I'm sure it's a large number.
Yeah, we'll do a little over 50 events this year throughout the country, including Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Honestly, if we had the funding and the resources, we could clearly do 100. That's our goal next year, is to double it. That's a huge task, because each of these events, you know, it's not a cheap process if you want to do something very classy. So that's our goal, to continue to grow at double digits every year. Until such time as all the high schools in America do what we're doing, we're going to keep on doing it. And I don't think that day is going to come anytime soon.
That's a really good one. How do you get your funding? You know, where do you get your funding from?
So, I know you're out hustling
you're out hustling to get people to help you out. Go ahead, sir.
three of the sponsors that you just mentioned that are sponsoring your podcast are our sponsors.
Is that right? Good on you.
So thank you very much, Navy Federal Credit Union and the other two. We rely on individuals. We rely on corporations. Every day, thank God, I get a check today from somebody who sent $50 in. So we don't ask for federal funding. It's not the federal government's job to thank these kids. It's the communities. It's the businesses. It's the Lockheed Martins of the world that rely on these young people to work on their planes and drive their tanks. And if we can't get together and say, hey, thank you for coming and doing this for our country, we've got bigger problems than shooting down balloons, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things, you know, I tell people all the time, in wartime, everybody wants to do all the support they can. In peacetime, they really, you know, sort of forget about it. In fact, I think the way I heard it in peacetime, we don't have the money, but we got all the time to train. In wartime, we got all the money and no time to train. So it's really sort of sad. It would seem to me, though, that as you grow in an organization, and certainly you're growing pretty fast, and you do all these recognition ceremonies for these young men and women, it would have a substantial impact on recruiting for the military. Do you find that to be a case? I mean, if you find a lot of recruits are helping recruiting command out quite a bit?
Well, not only does it help with recruiting. I mentioned before that, you know, kids that come to our event, nearly 100% get on a bus. I shared with the Secretary of the Army 2 weeks ago a letter from a commanding officer for the 2nd Brigade Army Recruiting Command, Colonel Walsh, saying that every kid that comes to our OCS ceremony actually gets on a bus. Please help us do more. He was one of the colonels that begged us to do one in December in Atlanta because we don't normally do them in the winter, but the military is struggling there. The other piece that finds interest is many of our volunteers are retired recruiters. They were at our ceremony. They retired. They moved to a location. One, for example, is starting a new ceremony in Colorado Springs. He was an Air Force recruiter, was here, and they contact me. They say, hey, I remember when I went to one of your events. You don't have one in our community. Can I start one? So, you know, we don't have any money for advertising or promotion. We rely on, you know, podcasts like this to get our word out. And I think we're making a great stride because the need is so huge right now. But no, we rely on individuals and corporations and businesses, all of whom, as you mentioned, want to hire veterans. And if you look at our program, right, 75% coming out after 48 months. And my recommendation to businesses and colleges alike are, one of your college sponsors is one of our college sponsors as well. Thank goodness for Western Governors, or Purdue Global. They get it that if you want to start to hire these, you need to talk to them when they're going in. You need to talk to their moms and dads. You need to hand them your business card and say, hey, you may not need this right now because I know you're not thinking about the next job. But guess what? Every one of you guess what you have in common with that sergeant major? Guess what you have in common with that general? One thing you have in common with is you're all getting out someday.
Yep.
And you better start that process now.
Yeah. You know, for the people that are listening today, you can see that Dr. Hartman is really motivated, but it's about giving back. It's about remembering, you know, taking care of our kids, really thinking about the future of our country. And we put very talented, very intelligent young adults into our military and really, quite frankly, make them the future leaders of our country. Dr. Hartman, hold that thought. We'll be right back. We got a lot more to talk about, so really, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast.
You're watching Your Next Mission, proudly presented by the Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at purdueglobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for 5 straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at veteransunited.com. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Dr. Kenneth E. Hartman, founder and president of Our Community Salutes. And I want all of our viewers to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition. Tell us what topics you'd like to cover. I always tell everybody that this is not my show, this is our show. Tell us what you want us to talk about. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll actually reach back out to you. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Sir, we're heading into our final segment with you today, and I hope you've enjoyed it just as much as I. I just have a couple more questions, and I think maybe we might ask some of them. You do an annual program called America Salutes. What do you have in store in 2023? I mean, you're always doing something, making it bigger and better and everything. So what's coming out in 2023?
So we are in the process of gathering our talent. The talent changes year after year. Obviously, the leadership of the military changes somewhat, so we go back and re-retape those. But, you know, we love finding new musical artists, musical performers, ones that the kids can relate to, the families can relate to. So that will be premiering a little later this year. We normally premiere that in May, but we're going to push it off to early June, get through all our ceremonies. So really excited about that. And again, if you come to our website at ocsusa.org, you can sign up to get more information about how to view it and where to see it. The other thing we're very excited about is this guy here. This is our 96-page pocket guide to our founding documents. It's got a little message in here from me. We give this out to every one of those senior listees. We say to them, you're taking an oath to protect and defend something you know nothing about. Learn about your country's history. Learn about what American exceptionalism really means, our founders, Constitution information here, because we expect you to understand what that is. You know, we do a great job talking to kids about the what of serving, you know, what your job's going to be. I think we need to do a better job in this country explaining the why. Why is it important for them to serve? Why is it important for them to defend? Why is this important and so unique around the globe? You and I understand it because we're old. But they don't understand that. And I think we need to do a better job at OCS and as a nation talking more about the why of their decision, why their decision to enlist is so important.
Yeah, I think a lot of cases we've lost the why in our educational process. We need to do a better job about educating people about our country, you know, why we're so free, why we do stuff. And in some cases, I think people are probably more worried about yesterday versus today or versus our future. You know, you've already talked about the virtual card, signing card there. Who come up with that idea? First of all, it's a great idea. Did you come up with that idea or did somebody give it to you?
No, I came up with it because we had to figure out a way of reaching the entire country until such time as we get ceremonies in every state. And that's kind of my vision. You know, if every American give us $1 or $50 for one ceremony per state, we'd probably cover them all next year. But short of that, you know, we have to come up with a way of reaching them. But, you know, the beauty of that is, again, we have a lot of our events, a lot of our kids, their parents are serving overseas. And this may be the only way in which they're going to see somebody recognizes their kid. Short little story. Last year, we streamed a number of our ceremonies. We found that in one in particular in Baltimore, and the other one was in Northern Virginia, that the parents were stationed overseas. And so when their kid came across the stage and received our pocket guide, our challenge coin, and a bunch of other things, they were watching it from, you know, halfway around the world. And so it's real important that we use technology as you're using it to get the message out that to these families and these kids.
Yeah. What are some of the other ways that people can help you out?
Well, again, besides the easy way of joining the signing the card, it is coming to the ceremonies if they're within a driving distance, obviously, of where you live. If you have a few dollars and you would like to donate, it's a tax deductible contribution. We're a 501c3. We're very transparent, and every dollar that's donated to us is a tax deduction. We certainly need more of that. And generally speaking, if you live in your community and you know a kid down the street who's deciding to enlist in the military, make sure you go up to that house, knock on the door, and say, "I understand that your son is going in the Army. Just want to come by and say thank you, Mom and Dad, for that, for supporting that decision." Don't even need to know them. Put a sign up there. One of the things we want to do is we want to create lawn signs. You know, because you always see the lawn signs for kids going to college, say, "My kid's going to Stanford." I would love to have the funding to give every one of these parents a long sign. It's the home of a high school patriot, you know, graduate of high school patriot. And so when people walk down the street, kind of like when they see a Blue Star family or a Gold Star emblem in the window, they can take pride. They can stand behind it, put that in their front lawn. So people walking by say, "There's a home of a future sailor, airman, marine, and we should stop by, knock on the door, and say, hey, thank you very much for your decision to serve." Because most parents still aren't going to make that. They again, I watch them for the most part in many communities just kind of go underground. But that's up the Ken Hartman crazy tree of ideas that ultimately someday we're going to get the funding to do that. But that's how we're going to bring these families out, I believe, is when people realize that their next door neighbor is serving, while they, which gives their kid the liberty and freedom to pursue their college dreams.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Hartman, unfortunately, first of all, let me say it's been great talking to you. And thank you for what you're doing. I mean, you're doing a heck of a good job. And you're making a difference. You know, you're making a difference to a lot of people. In fact, you're one of those unsung heroes that probably nobody ever talks about a little bit. But you're getting things done and you're doing things for young adults, and you're making a difference in their lives. And I've just certainly enjoyed what you're talking about. I'm going to ask, is there any final thoughts, anything that maybe we missed that you want to cover and let the audience know about?
No, not really. Again, it's just an honor to be with you. I think most people who are watching realize what it took to get to your position, that there's so few people who became the Sergeant Major of the Army. So it's an honor for me to be here and talk with you. No, I just think it's an awareness, and it's awareness of who these kids are. There's only 150,000 of them, but you got to hunt them out. And if you have any questions, if you want to get involved, please come to our website at ocsusa.org. We don't turn down a single volunteer, so just come there, and there's a form you can fill out, and we'll get back to you right away.
I said it was no more questions, but I do have. How many states are you in? Are you in all states around the country?
This year we're going to do about 23 states. 23 but as states. You know very well, if you look at where most of these kids come from, there's that the famous smile. You know, you're talking Texas down to Florida and up. So, but we're in places where this year we're striking out Lincoln, Nebraska. We've never been to Nebraska. We've never been to the Midwest there. That's going to be a new one for us. Some really big ones in San Diego and Norfolk. Or in North Carolina. But again, the dream is to be at least have one ceremony in every state.
Yeah.
But we're a long ways from having the funding to do that. But that's our goal. That's our ambition.
Well, I personally want to thank you for what you're doing and what you continue to do to make a difference. There's so many people that just sit back and maybe talk about doing something. I know just listening and being around you, you're always up here hovering and working hard and pushing hard, but you're making a difference. So God bless you. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Sergeant Mitchell. Appreciate it. God bless you and your viewers.
Thank you, sir. Thanks to Dr. Kenneth Hartman for being with us today. You can see he's so motivated and he really wants to make a difference for our young kids in our country. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been watching Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for watching today. Please visit our website on yournextmission.org and leave me a review. I always say I hope it's a good review, but again, if it's a bad one, I can take that too. You can also visit our partners there who can provide you with so many services that will assist you in your transition from the military. Also, please visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available. Please know we want to assist you any way we can. And I'm always going to say that twice. Please know we, just like Dr. Hartman, please know we want to assist you any way we can. Please follow me on all my personal social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, of course, Rumble. And if you enjoyed the discussion, and I know that you have with Dr. Hartman, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. And also, don't forget to click on the bell next to the subscribe button. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly at yournextmission.org. Thanks again to a true patriot. That's what I'm going to call him here, Dr. Kenneth Hartman, for joining us. You can see or you can hear both that he really, really cares. It was just great having him on the show. And at the end of every show, I get a chance to, you know, to say a few words. I always say my final thoughts, but it's about patriotism. It's about our future. It's about our kids. It's about making a difference in this country. If you're sitting there saying, you know, there's problems here, there's problems there, you're not being part of the team. Be part of the team. Make a difference. Get involved. Help our kids. Help our future leaders. Remember, Dr. Hartman is motivated to help all of you. Now let's help him. Again, thanks for watching. Thanks to Cloudcast Media, New Mind Studios, and of course, our four presenting sponsors, Kelver Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Veterans United Home Loans, and Purdue University Global. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.